The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Monday, it's Joe on the radio, 606 on AM 970, The Answer, with Frank and Alan, Debbie, and Piscopo, and great to have you with us. Post-4th of July, hope you had a great weekend. Did you have a great weekend? I hope so. I had the best weekend ever. Finally relaxed a little bit. We're locked and loaded this morning, and we got a great show for you. Tammy Lawrence on the show, Colonel Douglas McGregor on the show, Michael Cutler on the show, and you at 877-970-2999. You're welcome to call at any time. Joe Diamond as well is on the show. So we got a lot to get into, a lot to talk about. And, you know, I have to tell you right out the bat, because things happen over the weekend, you know, and I always try to jot down a note knowing that we're going to come on the air in the morning and talk about it. I thought the parade was great. Can we talk about that? About the parade and the patriotism of the country? I thought the president nailed it. I thought it was great. You know, he has one misspoken thing, you know, saying that the Continental Army went after airports. And of course, all the Twitterdom goes after the president like that. But, you know, you got to laugh, and it's okay. It's okay if that's the least of it. But I thought it was so nice because I had my kids with me all weekend long. And I explained to them about the branches of the military and about the patriotism of the United States of America. And I explained to them exactly why we're doing this and how we're doing this. And everybody criticized. I mean, the criticism was, you could just get so, you can get infuriated by the criticism that's out there about just celebrating America. And then I'm sitting there going, And I have to say to my kids, I try to do it not so directly, you know, so I could just tell them, look, we're a great country, because they're taught the opposite of that a lot of the time, certainly in colleges and in places in schools, you know that. So you have to tell them how patriotic we are, and say how great we are. But we are a great country. And then you look at what happened in the past, and you had Dwight Eisenhower, the inauguration of John F. Kennedy. There were tanks in the street. You know, and everybody just criticizes president. And just to go back, when that whole parade went down, I think it was great and long overdue. And it's great that we celebrate it. And then this, and you gotta help me out here, is the Democratic Party the party stands for anything anti-American now. Am I right? And that's why, man. And it's hard for me to say that, because I was a Democrat all my life, you know. And I know some Democrats, but the Democrats still stick up for, the folks in their party. They still stick up. They say, well, you know, we could do this. They have a right to do this. Man, you hand it off to the Progressive Socialists, which is now the Democratic Party, then you're going to lose anything, and there will be no patriotism. And it's like, and then my daughter Allie said to me, and one of her roommates from Canada, you know, She said, her roommate said, they don't feel like this in Canada. They don't have this in Canada. And I really think Canada is one of the most beautiful places in the world. The people are beautiful. It's just beautiful. I've worked there so often and love it. But they're just kind of being, forgive this word, but infiltrated by everybody coming into the country. And then you slowly take away the sovereignty of the country, little by little. It's happening, you know, it's happening in France, happening in England, for crying out loud. Brussels, you know. And just little by little, your sovereignty goes. So I think it's good that the president was right on the money with this. And it was exciting to see. And by the way, and I'm talking about it, you know why? Because they didn't even touch on the news. Except for Fox News, they didn't even touch on the president. It was as crowded as it was when Martin Luther King gave his speech. When he, you know, gave I Have a Dream speech back in the 60s. It was as crowded. Did you see the mall? I couldn't believe it. So let's celebrate it. We'll celebrate it. And congratulations to the U.S. team, the soccer team. The U.S. team was great. And I just, you know, it's a shame that the president, again, just, I think, very, very objectively just said, we'd like to have the team down to the White House. And then they go crazy and they go all after the president. So for me, it weakened my enthusiasm for the soccer team. I'm sorry. I just thought it was so rude. And they were going to pull a Colin Kaepernick and kneel. I can't even watch it. I don't even want to watch it. But as a father of three daughters, some of whom play sports, I said, okay, I'll watch and I'll cheer. And it's great. But I ended up just not being interested at all because of that snarky anti-American attitude. You know, and then Bernie Kirk, Commissioner Kirk, just tweeted something out where they dropped the flag on the ground to do some kind of crazy photo shoot. They dropped the American flag on the ground. And thank God one of the girls came over, got it, picked it up, and rescued the flag. Please. And again, we wish them all the very, very best. I don't want to be negative in that regard to the girls' soccer team. But it's just, did you feel that way? I just wasn't that excited about it. I mean, maybe it's me. I'm not sure. But look, it was great. The parade is good. Let's embrace the parade. You know, the census thing, too, that I see talking about all weekend. How do you not? And can someone call me and explain to me? And maybe Michael Cutler will break it down for us later. They're taking a census, and then you ask the question, are you an American citizen? How is that against the law? How does the Supreme Court, on any level, for whatever reason, because the question wasn't prepared right by the White House, how do you shoot that down? If you have a census and they ask you, are you an American citizen? I think that should be the first question that's on there. I don't, can someone explain to me? I get confused. I watch the news sometimes. I go, why is this a big issue? Is this not America? Can you say, are you an American citizen? That should be the first question. You can't. It offends people. It's like when people in schools, you'll find they're afraid to say the national anthem. They're afraid to fly the flag. You can't say God bless America anymore. You see what I'm saying? And then they wonder why we want someone in the White House that is patriotic. But that whole census thing is so puzzling to me in that we're spending time in that. And then I'm just going down all the other things that we see news-wise, and we'll go to the guys, that is the detention centers. I'm so pleased. I feel so grateful to have this microphone every morning because I feel like things are out there. The narrative catches on the news media, on all the networks, that catches on, and then that becomes reality. That narrative, that false narrative becomes reality, and then you start debating that false narrative. It's like what happened with Joe Biden in the debate when Kamala Harris went after him about busing. Let's go back to the root of the matter. Why are they busing children in the first place when they should have taken care of the schools that Kamala Harris was being bused from? And it should be a local issue. And Joe Biden was actually right. But boy, they got that narrative. Kamala Harris' starring moment in the debate, right? So all the falseness about the detention centers. And I've been talking about this, and I'm not stop talking about this because I know people peripherally listen to the show, and people say to me sometimes, they'll say, you know what I heard? And then they'll say something that we talked about that Frank and I debated or something like that. And I'll go, they go, wait, that was on your show, Joe. I go, yeah, I don't care where they hear it or how they hear it. I put it out there. There's a problem within the stressed areas of the United States of America. And thank God, John Catsimatidis, my dear friend, tweeted this out over the weekend. about the violence in Chicago, what happened. Mostly Latino black kids getting shot in Chicago. Not to mention East St. Louis. I tell you this every morning, and I'm going to keep saying this, because if I repeat it enough, people will hear it. And I don't understand how the narrative is, how we're treating children down, and the president has to defend the detention facilities when they're coming in, when these parents are being very irresponsible, handing off their children to coyotes, so they come in. Would you do that to your kid? Here, go ahead. Here's some money. Go take my kid. Are you kidding me? But the narrative is that, but it's not the reality. The reality are the millions of young black children in the United States of America that are living in poverty. The reality is the homeless. And we touch on it, and then we go away back to the narrative of the border. Look within our own country. Why doesn't a big news organization track that every single night? Every night, the way I talk about it, every single day. And my passion is strong and bold, because that has been my mission for over 25 years, helping the at-risk community. And I know all the nonprofit events that I have done, all the walks down Camden, New Jersey, when the shot callers and the gangsters allow me to walk down the street. Camden going better now, but now one of the city council presidents, his son got kidnapped and again killed in Camden, New Jersey. Did you hear about that, by the way? Did you hear about that at all? I mean, and thank you, on Twitter, you let me know that. These are real issues that happen every single day in the United States of America, and we never address it because we get onto that narrative about the border. So we're gonna stay on that. It is our duty and our responsibility to stay on it. And then this too, you heard about the Starbucks story, and that kind of got a Starbucks made apologies now. But Starbucks customer did not feel safe with officers around. So the Starbucks the barista, I don't know how they got that name, barista. It's the person behind the counter. Barista, is that a fancy name? It's the person that makes you wait 15 minutes for your coffee. Could you just make the coffee, please? I don't know, wait in line and then wait in another line at Starbucks. You wait in the line. You say, what would you like? Okay, great. Okay, then you pay for it. You go here. Okay, now you go to another line to get your coffee. Just make my coffee, please. What's your name? What do you know my name for? Well, okay, Joe, you got your coffee. Oh, my God, it's so slow at Starbucks. It's just slow. The system is wrong. I'd like coffee, please. Okay, hold on. We'll get your coffee here. Boom, boom, boom. One step. They have this little system. It's so irritating. And now some police officers went into a Starbucks, and they got in Arizona, and they got asked to leave because a customer said to the quote unquote barista, oh, those police officers are making me feel unsafe. You know the story. And I'm thinking to myself, how did we get here? Because of the narrative, because of the false narrative. The false narratives that police officers are not, because of the Colin Kaepernick, BS, excuse me, that's out there. What you don't hear about the police who pay for that alleged shoplifter's stolen groceries instead of arresting her in New York. Did you hear about that? The NYPD, they got a call for shoplifting at a store, and they didn't arrest the girl. They paid for the girl's groceries. That's a story that should be out there more. I saw it once, went to investigate one of the murders of a police officer, and they're being taunted by people in the neighborhood. The police are being taunted by these are stories that we should address. And the fact is, when the false narrative is out there, it becomes reality. And the people who aren't like you and I that watch the news and decipher the news and don't put up and don't buy everything that you see on the news, if you just peripherally hear stuff and hear the quote unquote gossip, and the anti-American rhetoric, then you go up against police officers, and when you do become anti-American yourself. So it's good that we hash it out every single morning, because I ain't stopping. I'm not going to stop it. Iran, they're making a nuclear bomb. Well, it's not enough, but they're enriching uranium. I mean, my goodness gracious, didn't we know that was going to happen? There's a lot to get into. But I want to tell you, fine. You know what I did this weekend? Nothing. I stayed home this weekend. Did you do that this weekend? I was supposed to go down the shore. Did not go down the shore. Thank God my sister Carol and her beautiful sons, Brett and Brian, took care of mom. They all went down the shore. It was great. I couldn't move. I hit the wall. I said, I have to just stay home. I couldn't battle the traffic. I couldn't battle everything. I just stayed home. I had the best weekend with my children. with my kids, just staying home with my kids. And we just hung out and came around the house, and my son did the barbecuing, which is great because I'm not very good at that. And just to be able that I could stay there and then show the kids the patriotic parade, you know? And we actually had a great time. And we actually watched the fireworks in New York, you know, after the president spoke. I actually did the little fireworks, which I didn't know was legal. You could do the fireworks. I bought fireworks at ShopRite. Did you know you could do that? And I didn't hurt myself. I was just very, very careful. It was a little tiny fireworks. And then we watched the fireworks at Macy's. And a shout out to Macy's. Did you see that display in New York? How great that was? Do they have little guys that run in that light the fuse and then run back real quick? Is that the way they do that at Macy's? Did they go? A little guy runs in there. Okay, hold on. I got the next one. How did they keep it going? Like, did you see the waterfall off the Brooklyn Bridge? I thought that was so great. I thought that was, I'm watching this going, how did they do that? So I thought there was these little people that run up there and they just light the fuse and they go, okay, and then they run back as it happens. I'm not sure. Whatever they did, it was great. It was patriotic. You know what? I felt more patriotism this weekend than I've ever felt. Don't get fooled. I don't need to tell you this, but don't get fooled by the false narrative that's out there and all the quote unquote fake news that's out there. It grabs on. It's out there. It's the headlines that you will see has nothing to do with the way you and I feel, the patriotism we hold in our heart on this, this 4th of July, 2019. I tell you, it's a country to be proud of. And again, it's us when we do the little things that you and I do. Getting up, getting the kids out, spending time with your children like that, and going to a local community affair. That moves the country. That moves this big, gigantic country, moves it along when you do those little things. And as we go to Debbie, I have to tell you, good morning, Debbie. Happy
Hi.
Fourth to you.
Happy it was, Fourth.
So I got to tell you, and I tweeted this out. Right. I'm in church, and I tweeted this out. I couldn't read this. And I see a father. He's got his baby is in like a car seat, a seat. You know the car seat, the seat that you put
the
in. You put it in a seat. He's got his hand. The baby is clasping and grasping onto the father's fingers, like, and he's so he's standing at mass, and he's got his arm behind him with the you know, with the baby checking the the baby grabs the father's fingers and will not let go, and the father didn't let go. The whole mass he's holding. And that's something that we would have done? I would do the same thing.
I think it's so great. And I know you highlighted that. That's wonderful.
Yeah. Then the guy goes to sit, and he's still got his hand, you know, so he's got to move his elbow out. It's really on God. That is exactly what I would do. And that's exactly what I'm talking about. That's the goodness of people and who we are as a country. Right there in church. You can, those little things, if you watch those little things, gosh, that was so moving to me. You know, the guy. And I didn't see his, I think he was there by himself. Dad taking the kids to church reminded me of myself, you know. But good weekend for you? Good weekend?
Yeah. I was down at Seaside, and then I was up in Keyport.
What'd you do with the priest? I saw something you did with someone.
Then there was a priest. There was a special mass yesterday for the Ray of Hope Foundation, which is a foundation my sister's really involved in. And Father John did a beautiful mass in honor of a man that started at Ray Scop, who unfortunately passed. But it was a beautiful mass at this little tiny chapel called Stella Maris. It's down in Port Newark. Newark.
That is fantastic. Debbie, you are a saint. And here we are up and at 'em, and we are back. It's still summertime. You got a pretty good week. A little rain today, but it's going to be a pretty good week. It's 6:22 right now, and Debbie's looking out for you on the roads on AM 970. The Answer. Thank you, Debbie.
Thank you so much. And let's see what's happening, Joe. We're going to see what's happening on the A and the D trains. It looks like everything back on or close. We are seeing some slowdowns right now on the downtown B train, and that's all due to some ongoing issues with signal problems. New Jersey Transit, 6 canceled trains this morning because of some equipment problems. Now, if you're going to be heading over to the inbound GWB, that's 25 minutes in, Lincoln 15, Holland still 20, problems on 78. 78 eastbound getting out toward exit 15 in Clinton Town. Township. That's an accident involving a box truck. Expect some slowdowns there. And the westbound belt right at the Verrazano Bridge. Watch for a disabled vehicle. Jackie Robinson West at Metropolitan Avenue. It's an accident still being cleaned up, so watch out for some slowdowns heading through that stretch. And over on the Taconic southbound, some slowdowns by Bryant Pond Road and Putnam Valley with an accident. Partly cloudy later, high of 83. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Being in the Army National Guard is about more than serving your country. It's about being there for your community when your neighbors need you most. The Army National Guard makes college affordable, and serving part-time can help you graduate debt-free. Do you want to stay close to friends and family? The Guard allows you to serve close to home. Serving part-time in the Army National Guard lets you have the life you want. Learn more by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the New York Army National Guard, aired by the New York State Broadcasters Association and this station.
Once upon a time, many years ago, customers would find your business with this big, thick book full of phone numbers and competitors' phone numbers. It was a heavy, cumbersome, yellowish-looking thing. I believe they called it a phone book. You'd place your ad in the book and hope customers would call.
Hello?
We've come a long way. Now, there's Salem Surround. We help deliver customers right to your front door with targeted digital marketing. These are the tools of the 21st century smart businesses use to succeed. And our team at Salem Surround can guide you through all the available options with the expertise to manage all your digital marketing under one roof so you can spend time taking care of your customers. Get started with a free evaluation of your digital presence and some great ideas to increase your online visibility and revenue. With Salem Surround, there are no limitations on how and where you can reach customers. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more at SurroundNewYork.com. SurroundNewYork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents
and Doug.
If I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up.
Did someone just say, if I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up? Ma'am, what if my partner, this wild emu, and I told you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need?
I'd say sign me up for Liberty Mutual. And also, your emu is eating my tire.
Limu! No. Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Well, thank you very much. 6:25 with Joe on the radio. How you doing? Did you go on your Balance of Nature journey yet? Did you do that? Come on, fruits and vegetables in capsule form. That's all it is. I have had the privilege of meeting Dr. Douglas Howard and his beautiful family. I'd always tell you that, right? We met Sue, his wife, and Jace, the grandson, spectacular, and Lex, who runs the business. We sat down. We had a meeting. We had a dinner. We had a lunch. I drilled Dr. Howard on everything about Balance of Nature because I'm a hypochondriac, and I worry about everything. I'm telling you that. I swear to goodness gracious. What is this? How did you come up with this? What does this vitamin do for you, Doc? Now, you can have your own life coach when you call Balance of Nature at 800-246-8750. You have your own health coach right there, live, for no extra price, by the way. This is why we love Balance of Nature, and all it is fruits and vegetables in capsule form. So I'm listening to this, and it turns out it's all antioxidants, which offsets everything in your body. You don't have to take vitamins, those stinky vitamins. And plus, they were costing me a fortune, by the way. Did you do that? You know, over 50, I'm starting to feel old. You know, they got those vitamins. Over 50, you need this. Look at it. Most of it is filler. We want you to try Balance of Nature. You will feel the difference for yourself. Okay? Now, for a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature, 800-246-8751, just like that. 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com. Please use the discount code for this 30% discount and free shipping. The discount code is the answer. Good health. It's only a phone call away.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970. The answer.
This is a Bruce last night, apparently. Al has a bootleg, which is probably illegal. I hope it's okay that we're playing it here.
It's a dirty rotten shame.
Stone Pony.
It's a dirty rotten shame.
Asbury Park last night.
And there's no one I can name, no one to share the blame. It's a dirty rotten shame. I know I can't buy this.
You know what's interesting? When I saw Bruce showed up, he just happened to show up. Gary Callan was playing there. And Southside Johnny was playing down. These are New Jersey legends, right? And I remember once I was there with Tim McClune, great talent in his own right. And he has the band, you know, he has his Holiday Express band. And we were at the Meadowlands. This was years ago. And he said, Bruce may show up. You know, there's that rumor. You don't know if he's going to show up. And then Bruce's guitar guy shows up. You know, all the tech guys show up for Bruce. And still, you don't know if Bruce is going to show up. And And then Bruce comes in, you know. And again, politics aside, please, it's the rock icon that is Bruce Springsteen. So Bruce came in. I remember I told you this before. He was limping because he hurt himself working out. Yet still, this was for first responders. Bruce came in, did a full charity show. They didn't even rehearse with Tim McClune. He jumps right on. Bruce jumps right on. And I guess that's what he did at Asbury Park yesterday. And Frank and Al, good morning to you guys.
Good morning, Frank, Joe.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. And Albert, that is from a buddy of yours, Bootleg. That's a pretty good
Yeah, I found that right on there. YouTube. It actually, this was Saturday at the Stone Pony Summer Stage. Okay. The Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes were the headliner. Gary Talon, who's the bass player for Springsteen, was playing with his group. So Bruce came on and did a song with him. And then later on, Bruce came back and sang and played with the Asbury Jukes for seven songs. And this was at the Summer Stage next to the Stone Pony.
Seven songs they did?
Yeah, he played with them. I don't know if he sang on all of them. I think he just, you know, he played guitar. But this is the Stone Pony Summer Stage, which is next to the Stone Pony where
it's
they
beautiful.
Do outdoor
it's
concerts.
Great.
It's
I saw Gavin,
awesome.
Gavin McGraw there. Yeah, it was great. Great. Hey, Frankie, and I got to tell you, first of all, I want to tell you this before I tell you about Frankie and this weekend, is when I start the weekend with, I say, oh, it's Friday. I guess it was after we did the show on Wednesday before the 4th of July. And I'm going, this is great, yes. And then just after the show on Wednesday, I get a tax bill that I can't even tell you about from New Jersey. Yeah, and by the way, it's all documented that we paid. They still won't leave us alone. It's assault. It's an assault on our civil liberties.
I'm shocked.
To me, it's criminal activity.
Talk to Governor Murphy. Maybe he can redline
no,
item
exactly
veto.
That's exactly what it is. These progressives get in. They have no way to create revenue. They have no way to make money. And they bang us as citizens. They raise the tolls and they raise the taxes. And it's and I looked at that bill. I'm embarrassed to tell you how much it was. I've been talking to them about this, saying, no, we paid it, and it's over 10 years. So there's a statute of limitations. They don't care. They still send it to me. I'm looking for the records. I said, I got here. Here it is. They don't want to hear it. They can't. The monolith of government, it is so out of hand. And so then I get something. Oh, look at this. It's another letter. What's that from? From what they call probation. This is, or they should use it. It's from the divorce child support. Oh. They should say extortion is what they should put on the top of it. So it's like, so listen. And I'm telling you, this is how messed up the courts are. The probation, they say, oh, you have to pay a cost of living increase, on your child support and on your alimony. Automatically, by the state, they tell you, you've got to pay a cost of living increase.
Well, I hope your employer is giving you a cost of living
increase for your job, right? Are you kidding me? I got to show receipts. I got to grovel for a hotel room for crying out loud. Are you kidding me? I still have to park at the third tier of the garage. I don't have a space. I don't have a driver. And you think the government would have the decency as a citizen, a lifelong citizen of the state of New Jersey, to say, you know what, can you afford this cost of living increase? No. Oh, you could go in for change of circumstances. No, you can't. They don't care. You made millions, you'll make millions more. That's all they care about. This is what I got to check. And then I get a call. Then I get another call. Oh, I got Charlie a really nice phone. And I'm embarrassed. I spoil my kids. Guilty as charged. And I got Charlie the nice phone, and it was great. And I said, yeah, at least I could talk to my daughter when I don't see her. You know what I'm saying? Call me. Well, apparently the phone's broken. So now I got to go
already?
Because it only cost $1,000. Oh. And it's Apple. It's a great Apple product. Made in China.
Insurance?
If they made it.
You pay for insurance?
Listen, I got the best. The reason I'm with AT&T is certainly not because of its great service. Mm. I'm with AT&T because of my buddy Howard, who always takes care of me at AT&T in Bridgewater, New Jersey. I've got Joe and Howard, who owns the store. I got to tell you, best of the best. The only reason I'm with AT&T is because of Howard and that great team at AT&T in Bridgewater. And I made one phone call, took care of it. But, you know, it's always something. Then I get this. That's it. I want to go down the shore. I can't get away because I have so much to do. I just can't bring myself to go, oh, by the way, brakes on my GM vehicle, which I love. The brakes are probably made in China. The brakes went.
Oh,
this was a costly weekend. Listen to me.
And you didn't even do anything.
Listen. It was like, thank God, Big Mike, thank God, took care of it. But what's another $1,000? I got to pay for the break. Oh, listen to me. So then I get a text from Frankie Five Bros. Albert, I get, Joe, are you on Long Beach Island? And I go, now what happened? So he goes, I'm at Artisan Cafe. Frankie's, his friend's got this great place down there. I got to go. So I go, you're down at LBI? Morano doesn't move
out of Manhattan, out of Staten Island. And when he has a break, he could go, you could say that it's all we have to pry him to go to Italy with us. He will not move from Staten Island. Now he's on Long Beach Island. My broadcast buddy is in Long Beach Island, and I could take him to the Hudson House, the dive bar that everybody goes to, and I could have a shot and a beer with Frankie. No, not so much, because I'm home with my car on a rack somewhere getting the brakes fixed. I was so disappointed. I want to, and you'll never be back down in LBI again. How did you end up down in Long Beach Island? What day was that?
Friday.
Friday.
Yeah, we just drove down for the day. Had I known the amount of traffic that was going to take place, we never would have driven down.
Yeah.
But that's okay. As Met fans are used to saying, wait till next year.
I don't feel bad that I had to get a flat tire changed on Friday morning after I had run over something Wednesday night on my way home. And
Because the roads, because of that gas tax, that really helped.
Watchung. I'm driving home. I was at the Sterling Hotel with a buddy of mine, seeing an awful Grateful Dead cover band, right? Yeah. And I'm driving home, and I'm listening to ELO in the car, and I'm all happy, and I'm like, oh, this is great. I got the next couple of days off. And then all of a sudden, ba-boom, bing, and the tire light comes on. I'm like,
what may be an obvious question? If you don't like the Grateful Dead, why would you go see a Grateful Dead cover band?
Because
my best friend in the entire world. I hate Frank Sinatra, but I'm going to go see Joe Piscopo do Frank Sinatra.
My best friend.
Chances are it's not your kind of show.
My best friend in the entire world suckered me into going to the place. When I said to him, I said, why don't you come by me? You know, the local place that I go to, we always have a good time there. He goes, no, come by me. I said, okay. Hey, there's a band outside. The beer garden's open. I figure, all right, great. It's all these families with kids. They're throwing beanbags, and this awful Grateful Dead cover band is playing. I hate the Grateful Dead. It's one band I've never gotten into.
Can we go back to your flat tire? Because you will never get the money for that. You have to say,
no.
What you have to go through to apply to the state, and it is the state, like the government state. You know, it's like this whole Soviet Union to say, look, where was it? When was it?
What's worse is that, like, by the Holland Tunnel, they're doing all that work on 139, the lower level there. You know, you try to go through the local roads.
Yep.
So there's always construction. There's always potholes. People get flat tires all the time. The state will sit there and argue and go, we didn't cause that flat. Well, then who did? You're ripping up
the
road.
That's exactly right. Well, not only that, where's the tax money going for the roads?
You know where it's going? You know where it's going? Governor Murphy last week line item vetoed a lot of money out of the budget that he felt that the state didn't have. Part of that, road improvements to communities around the state.
All right, but I'm telling you, for years now, I've been talking about this.
No, you're right. You're 100% right.
23 cents a gallon gas tax to pay for the roads. We're going to raise the taxes for the roads. Look how great the roads are going to be. The roads are in worse shape than ever since. 78's not fixed. I have that same problem. And if you have the low-profile tires, you can't even forget it. You're going to get a flat tire.
Joe, my question to all of them is this, and this doesn't just go for New Jersey. This goes for New York City, New York State, whatever. Where is the money being spent that you're getting now? The MTA wants to raise fares again. They want to raise them on the bridges. They want to raise them on the subways and buses. Where is the existing money that you have now to fund all these things? Where is it?
It's in the bureaucracy. It's paid for salaries and pension and welfare of the state workers. That's all it is. That's exactly what it is.
Chiron and Nyche is going to make $400,000 more than the mayor.
Amen.
Why?
Amen. Amen. 6:37. We're getting into it this morning. I see your phone calls on our Balance of Nature phone line, 877-970-2999. Give us a call. Let us know what you're doing. We're just playing catch up. Hope you had a great weekend for this great country. 6:37 with Joe on the radio. Big Al standing by with the headline news on AM970TheAnswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM970, The Answer.
72 degrees at 6:37. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A man critically injured after he was shot by police in the Bronx. Police Chief Terry Monahan said the man was being apprehended by police shortly before 7 last night after he allegedly tried to break in to a white BMW on West 166th Street and Summit Avenue in the Highbridge section of the borough. Officials say he showed the officers keys, but they did not belong to the vehicle. Monahan says body cameras worn by the officers show the man telling the cops he had a gun and pointing it at an officer's chest. Video taken by bystanders captured him being shot at close range. The man, believed to be in his 50s, taken to Lincoln Hospital. A gun was recovered at the scene. Jury selection set to get underway today in the trial of Mount Vernon Mayor Richard Thomas. Thomas is facing grand larceny charges for allegedly stealing campaign money. He's also accused of failing to report more than $75,000 he received from his inaugural committee. Thomas had been offered two plea deals in recent months and turned them down. 2 weeks ago, Thomas lost the Democratic primary to Sean Patterson Howard, and he's filing a lawsuit alleging the primary was rigged. In sports, James Paxton gave up two runs in the first. Yankees lost 2-1 at Tampa Bay. Zach Wheeler gave up six runs in five-plus innings as the Mets lost 8-3 at home to the Phillies. And the U.S. women's soccer team has won back-to-back World Cups, defeating the Netherlands 2-0. A ticker tape parade will be held in the Canyon of Heroes Wednesday morning, starting at 9:30. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thank you. Let's take it out to 78 eastbound, getting out toward exit 15 in Clinton Township. It's an accident involving a box truck. Traffic is building getting through that stretch. We're still seeing some volume this morning on Route 1 northbound, getting up toward the Garden State Parkway. Some stop-and-go traffic on the Garden State Parkway northbound, getting up past the Cheesequake service area, heading out toward the Driscoll Bridge. Some people heading back from the shore from the holiday weekend. Let's see what's happening here on County Road 39 eastbound. That's slowing down, getting out toward Hampton Bays and in toward Southampton. We're seeing some volume on the eastbound side of the Gowanus that's building, heading up toward the Prospect. Eastbound BQE, stop and go right up toward the Brooklyn Bridge. It's busy on the Cross Bronx West right through 3rd Avenue. And watch for delays now on the northbound Van Wyck right by Atlantic Avenue. It's an accident there. And on the Jackie Robinson West at Metropolitan Avenue, a collision in the process of being cleared. So watch for some slowdowns there as well. Inbound GWB 30, Lincoln 20, Holland about 25. Partly cloudy later, high of 83. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Napa Auto Parts. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores and auto care centers, get a $25 prepaid Visa card when you buy any Napa automotive battery. While supplies last, offer expires 8/31/19.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Hi, this is Jerry Crowley, Vice President and General Manager at Salem, New York. If you're listening to my voice right now, you're a listener to either AM 970 The Answer or AM 570 The Mission, WMCA. If you love one of these stations, and you should, and you have experience in sales, we'd love to talk to you. You already understand our mission and what we do, so now maybe you'd like to join the team and help us in this mission. If you have sales experience and understand digital marketing, we just might have a job for you. Give us a call at 212-857-9638. Ask for Courtney or leave a message with your information. Again, that's 212-857-9638. 212-857-9638. This could be a life-changing opportunity for you. You'll never know if you don't call.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Thank you, Mr. Crowley. 641 right now on AM 970, The Answer. You know, interpersonal skills are very important. Treating people with respect is a key to success in life. Well, John Bramnick, New Jersey's funniest lawyer, he's a stand-up comic as well, has written this book we keep telling you about, Why People Don't Like You. It's a hilarious rule book with illustrations by Pat Brentano that'll make you laugh as you turn each page. It's a coffee table book. But I like, if you're on the beach, you know, you got to take this book. It's called Why People Don't Like You by John Bramnick. It is so smart because there are things that you and I do that John puts in these books but that we shouldn't do, that we should be more cognizant of, you know. I'm reading from the book here. Don't ever be the underdressed person at the party or meeting. You know, or if you say hi to a friend while he's out with his wife, don't ignore her while you two talk about your last golf outing. That is great.
Hey, Joe, I got one. I don't mean to interrupt. When you go stay at somebody's house down the shore, yeah. You shouldn't leave, like, you know, farm animals around. You shouldn't bring them. Maybe you should put them in their cages. Just saying.
Oh, Al, I love you, man. It's so funny, man. It's true, though. You're just saying. You're not the way.
Okay. I'm not trying to be rude or anything. Sorry. Didn't mean to interrupt.
It's a great book. It's called Why People Don't Like You. Don't bring your livestock. Is that what you're saying, Al? Okay.
Don't bring your livestock.
See, Al's making up boy, John Bramnick rules right now. Hey, here's an Amazon review from Why People Don't Like You. It is New York's loss that John Bramnick, the funniest lawyer in New Jersey, doesn't travel farther afield. His book is full of useful tips on adding civility and creating pleasant interactions. You got to get yourself a copy of Why People Don't Like You. It's a great read. I highly recommend it. You could order it on Amazon by typing in Bramnick book. That's why people don't like you. Why people don't like you. Available on Amazon. Get your copy today.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Here we go. Getting this party started, baby. 644 and AM 970, The Answer.
You got me running, going out of my mind.
Come on now.
You got me thinking that I'm wasting my time. Don't bring me down. No, 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 no. Ooh. I'll tell you what's wrong before I get up the floor. Don't bring me down.
I'm like a wuss, and I will get on a horse, and I will pet that sweaty horse like I was in Virginia, right? And now Michael's talking about getting horses. He likes horses. You know, I'm out in the boondocks, and I'm going like, sure. And I don't think about it. I will pet my dog, Otis, you know, and I don't care about it. He'll slobber on. I don't care about, you know, but something about when my nephew Brett, and I asked Brett that I could talk about this. He brings chickens down the shore. He brings his chickens down the shore. So listen to me. So if you're lying out back, and we have this little shore house. It's so cute. The post-World War II cottage, you know, that we've been going down. It's more like not so much going down the shore as a family reunion every weekend. So you're out there trying to get some sun or something, and you hear this. And then you ever have a chicken look at you? Chicken looks at you with the side, with that really jerky motion. I have had agents that look at me that way. You know what I mean? That look at you with that eye, and then they look at you with the other eye. They look at you with the other eye. Just they turn their head. They go, and they look, and it looks like they're gonna attack you any moment. I can't. Please, okay, thank you. I can't put up with that. So that's what Al was talking about. Don't bring your livestock when you go visit somebody. But everybody loves the chickens. I'm the only one, Al. And then I went my cousin Paulie, and he's eating chicken wings. I said, you know, I got some live chickens. You want to cook those up? When I see the chickens,
my brother-in-law and sister-in-law have chickens at their house. They have a couple of them. They lay eggs, and they have fresh eggs.
I know, I can't. And I just can't.
But it gets everywhere. Like the chicken, they're not corralled into this like one pen. The chickens are all over the place.
Exactly. And now they poop all over the place, which has got salmonella all in it. You can't wait. So I said, it's a running joke in the family. Like, oh God, don't bring the chickens around Uncle Joe, you know. But a big shout out and a thank you to my sister Carol and her beautiful kids. You got two stellar sons, Brett and Brian, helping my mom out. Like, I can't tell you how they helped mom out this weekend. So they did a great, great job, and I appreciate that. That might have been part of the reason I didn't want to go down.
Probably.
I'm a germaphobe, Albert. I'm going to touch chickens? And they hold the chickens. They hold the chickens in their hands. I can't do it, you know?
I know.
This is actually a big issue out on Long Island, Joe. The town of Babylon was one of the bigger towns. Out there, they have basically a chicken ban, right? So,
you're kidding.
Or less, right? So the law, the zoning rules or whatever in the town of Babylon, they only allow backyard chickens 100 feet away from any home. Now,
look at
that's
that.
Basically a chicken look ban because it's a pretty densely populated suburban neighborhood.
Sure.
So a lot of folks, like there's one couple, they have 15 chickens. And according to them, the chickens don't bother anybody. They're odor-free. They're neat. They provide eggs for the whole neighborhood. So this family, they're trying to get the town of Babylon to change their rules on the chicken zoning.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I'm just paranoid. But I think I got scared. At least I was laying down, and then I just heard this. It wasn't a cluck, cluck, cluck. It was more like a dissent. It was like a
like kind of a pigeon, you know, because they kind of make that noise. Oh, and then I opened my eyes as I was laying down, and I saw this chicken from his eye staring right at me. Mm. It's like, you know, and they look at the side, you know, like they look at that, and then they turn the other side. Totally freaked me out, you know. So I think it's more me than anything else. And you do get the fresh eggs. But do they carry disease, Frankie? I mean, I worry about salmonella, certain bird flu, something like that. But I hear they're relatively clean. Is that right?
I don't know, to be honest, but I hear
this could prank.
No, as far as my sister-in-law has told us, nobody's ever gotten sick from the eggs.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
they have
yeah.
them, and you know.
Yeah, and the kids love them, so I couldn't. Oh, please, I couldn't do it, but that's me. It's just me. It's all me, and I'm sorry. That's the way I am. Hey, let me go to Chris real quick. He's been holding on our Balance of Nature phone lines. Chris, good morning, and a happy Monday to you. What's on your mind this morning?
Happy Monday, fellas. Listen, I nearly spit my coffee out when I heard you got a cost of living adjustment for support. I haven't gotten a cost of living adjustment on my police and fire pension since I retired in 2005. Would you stop playing with the idea of running for governor and just do it?
Yeah, thank you, Chris. I know. Thank you, Chris. Thank you so much, man. We're talking about, and here's a, and thank you for your service, Chris, in law enforcement in New York. I mean, they take pensions away. They play with pensions. And here they won't give a cost of living increase to this gentleman who put his life on the line for us for all those years. And then I open up my divorce thing. It was like after the show, hey, I'm going to be able to relax. I'm not on the clock, man. That's the best thing about having you're not on the clock. I don't have to get up three. I don't have to watch the clock. And everything you do is on the clock, right? When you're working on early morning radio like that, I go, hey, this is great. Oh, what's this? Oh, from Trenton. Oh, it says, you have a cost of living increase on what you have to pay in alimony. I stay give automatically with not even asking if you can afford it. Boom, it's automatic. And you're right. And I'm telling you, Chris, I'm getting so fired up. I'm telling you, if I can do it, I have a couple years yet to go in and just, and you may not to go in to win, just to go in and bring out everything that is wrong. Everything is wrong. And then if you put your life on the line like you did, Chris, as a law enforcement officer, or you're a first responder, or you're a firefighter, or if you're a teacher, there's no reason that you should have to pay income tax. We can't afford pension welfare? Well, then let's redo it from now. Don't go retroactively and take anything away, because that's a broken promise, and you can't do that to first responders. But you can start with this. How about no state income tax? And how about wiping out the state income tax altogether? If Texas could do it, Nevada could do it, Florida can do it, why can't Jersey and New York do it?
Well, you know what's funny, Joe? You know what's funny real quick? Steve Sweeney wrote this op-ed on MJ.com over the weekend.
Yeah.
And he made a great point.
Head of the Senate in New Jersey. Yes,
yeah, he made a great point. He said Governor Murphy wants to raise the millionaire's tax to almost 11%. Right now it's almost 9%, right? He goes, Massachusetts, from where the governor is from, you know what the top tax is for millionaires?
What's
about 5%, about 5.25%. He said,
Look
and they
that.
Seem to be thriving. Yeah, why are we increasing a tax over and over again?
And
where's the money going?
And it's a good point. And also another searing question is, why is one of the top Democrats in the state going against that millionaire's tax in Senate President Steve Sweeney? It's Piscopo in the morning, 877-970-2999, 651 right now. Debbie's out there. Yay, mm-hmm. Debbie Duhame. Hi, Debbie. You have a good weekend. Where'd you watch the fireworks, Deb?
Down at Seaside Heights by my sister.
Oh,
yeah,
it's where we used to go as kids. Oh, the best.
Yeah.
You could smell the sausage and peppers from the boardwalk.
So good. You were on the boardwalk. Yeah, and nieces and my niece was there, and my nephew, my sister-in-law, my
God
sister.
Bless you.
We had a great time. It was really fun.
It's great. Yeah. Well, happy 4th to you. Greatest country on planet Earth, man. The United States of America.
Huh? I can't believe you're the notice you got in the mail, though. They don't even let you come in about this.
You are hereby notified that there's a cost of living increase and an increase. And if I told you, I don't say numbers. And again, look, as long as kids are okay, I'll just keep working. But if I told you the numbers, you would be aghast at the numbers. That what the tax, and also to hear from the New Jersey Department of Taxation to send me something. And if I told you those numbers, you would just drop. It's a criminal activity. It's like, it really is. I mean, the Gambino crime family wasn't this bad.
This doesn't seem fair. What if your income like changed and it wasn't the same as last year? I don't get it. It just doesn't seem very
We got a break, but and then you go against the IRS, you go, no, I disagree with this. Well, you got a It takes you years to come up with the documentation. It takes you tens of thousands of dollars to hire a lawyer. It's so, some, you know, Chris is right. It's enough to make me just run for office myself just to change these abusive laws from states like Jersey and New York and California anymore. And all we want to do is stay here with our families, for crying out loud.
I just want to live peacefully.
Please. And if it's not that, it's chickens.
I'm staring you down. I love that.
You're staring me down, man. What are you looking at? What are you looking at?
Making that strange noise, right?
Petrified me. Traumatized me. 6:53. Deb's out there on the roads for you on AM 970, The Answer.
Let's see what's happening, Joe, on the Jackie Robinson westbound at Metropolitan Avenue. It's an accident northbound Van Wyck by Atlantic Avenue. An accident over there. It's still kind of busy on the LIE West, getting out toward the BQE, trying to get out toward the Queens Midtown Tunnel through that new construction pattern. And the Grand Central Parkway West at LaGuardia, we're getting reports of an accident there as well. Traffic is still pretty solid at the Hudson River crossings this morning. Still waiting about 30 minutes in across the board. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Does it drive you crazy that other people handle your savings and retirement and you really never know what they're doing with your money? The fact is, no one cares more about your hard-earned money than you do. Everything you've worked so hard for should be protected, and who better to do that than you? I want to invite you to attend Tradeway's groundbreaking two-day event, Step 1, Start Your Journey. This powerful education will give you the potential to change your family's financial future. You'll leave the event feeling empowered, and you'll have the confidence you need and some pretty great tools to help you get started. Come join us and bring your family.
Join us at the Marriott Marquis in Times Square, August 2nd and 3rd. Only $99.95 for your entire household, plus a free ticket for a friend and a full money-back guarantee. To register, call 877-907-TRADE. That's 877-907-TRADE, or go to Tradeway.com. That's Tradeway.com.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-2013. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
It'll be cloudy and rather humid this morning with off and on rain. Then clouds will break for some sun later this afternoon. Our high today, well, near 80. Then tonight will turn out mainly clear, more comfortable, down to 69 in Midtown, near 60 in some of the cooler north and west suburbs. Plenty of sunshine tomorrow, a warm day, but not all that humid, high 87. For Wednesday, sunshine, so clouds, very warm and moderately humid, high 89. AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Lumberg, thank you, Joey. 656 with Joe on the radio. Did you try Rhino Shield yet? Did you call Susan? You know, it's a coating. Rhino Shield is a coating. You coat your home and your business with Rhino Shield. Whether you're a homeowner, you have a commercial property, this process has unique benefits to you that paint cannot stand up to. It's a waterproof shield, right? It goes over cedar, vinyl, aluminum, stucco, concrete block, whatever coating you presently have. The Rhino Shield ceramic coating system keeps moisture from penetrating your masonry walls. It keeps the inside of your home dry and mold free. It's what I did to my house, and I love it, and you will love it too. Rhino Shield gives you a 25-year guarantee against cracking, chipping, peeling, and fading. So stop throwing away your money every 5 years the way I used to do. Painting, I would spot paint, you know what I mean? I'd do a little spot here, a little spot there. You don't need to do that.
You just got to get your house or your business Rhino Shielded. You go to rhinoshieldofny.com. That's rhinoshieldofny.com. Your house or your business will look like you just had a brand new paint job. I love it. I'm so pleased with it. You will love Susan. You can call her for a free estimate, by the way, 877-744-6608. You know you've been thinking about calling Rhino Shield. This is the day you do it, okay? 877-744-6608. Rhino Shield is a proud Gold Shield member. Rhino Shield, it's not paint. Hey, it's a Joe on the Radio 658. A happy Monday. Great to have you with us. 877-970-2999. You can call on our Balance of Nature phone lines. Tommy Lauren, Fox News contributor, host of the digital streaming platform Fox Nation. He's got a new book, Never Play the Dead, How the Truth Makes You Unstoppable. Tommy will join us live. Colonel Douglas McGregor, retired U.S. Army colonel. You do not want to miss Douglas McGregor. His book is Margin of Victory. Also, Michael Cutler, retired senior INS agent. Michael is great. We're going to talk about these detention centers. I'm tired of hearing about everything at the southern border. Michael has all the answers. And Joe Diamond as well. It's Piscopo in the Morning, live from the greatest city in the world.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
72 degrees at 6:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. One person is in critical condition, one in stable following a Manhattan shooting. Victims were sitting on a bench opposite 35 Central Park North on 110th Street between 5th and Lenox Avenues at about 11:50 Saturday night. The 42 and 43-year-olds taken to St. Luke's Hospital after police say they were shot by a Hispanic man riding a bike. Bruce Springsteen was helping singer Gary Talent promote his new solo record. He joined Talent in Asbury Park on Saturday, surprising fans as he joined Talent in performing the song Dirty Rotten Shame at the Stone Pony Summer Stage. Talent, the bass player for Springsteen's E Street Band and the Stone Pony, one of the venues that helped launch Springsteen's career. In sports, the Yankees lost to the Rays 2-1. Phillies beat the Mets 8-3. And the U.S. women's soccer team back-to-back World Cups. They defeated the Netherlands.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.